6 years ago, a young man who was born on a kitchen table in the backwoods of Lake City, Florida, began his historic journey as the host of an award-deserving podcast. That was in January of 2012. It is now 2018, and that formerly young man continues his quest to not only deserve an award for his show, but to finally win one. For the Spike on the Mike Show.
I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mike Show. I am the guy known as, you want to kill that? I am the guy known as the Spike on the Mic. Without the I'm just Spike on the Mic. And we are here at our Palushas location here at 4215 Hillsboro Avenue, ladies and gentlemen. That's a place known as Hooters. It's not the original, but it's the one on Hillsboro. It's a Hooters that everybody knows. And, oh, that your truck is back. And without further ado, which is not right, let me introduce the crew. All right, directly in my peripheral vision, we have the man. He is a doctor, he's a captain. We like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how are you sticking?
Oh, I think you know exactly how I'm sticking, Spike.
It's going to be like that, huh? All right, and the man who put the music through your eardrums, who makes you head bop and your feet toe tapping, we like to call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy that's watching our signal to the main radio, St. Pete, not connecting properly.
We have issues?
But the secondary stream is going just fine.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. But the important thing is we're on.
Okay. There we go. Well, I have confirmation from people out here on the Twitters and the chat lines that say, hey, I'm ready. Here y'all at.
Oh, all right.
And so anyway.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Here y'all at?
Yeah.
Is that what they said?
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Here y'all at.
I think it means like where y'all at.
It's not. Oh. It's not important. It's not important where. It's not important what you say. It's important what you say.
Oh, all right.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the only reason we're here for one reason, and you guys know this why. This guy is known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking really slow.
What?
Say that again.
Okay, here we go.
Wait, should I open his mic?
He is the only reason we're here.
Oh, damn it. All right, go ahead, Steve.
Oh, okay. That kind of threw me off a little bit, but I watched a Dean Martin roast today, and Dean Martin introduced, I think, 12 people in less than 1 minute.
Wow.
So, anyway, moving on. Let's keep going.
Damn, that's not right. I think was that a dig or dab at me?
I think so, a little bit.
All the way from 1965.
Yeah. Thereabouts.
Steve watches TV in the past.
Oh, okay. Well, wait, don't give away our moniker.
I didn't.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, the next sound you hear, this man is actually on time. We usually have to string it out so we can get him on sound. Oh. I like to call him the gas man. Snap.
No, go ahead.
All right.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows you're out of order.
Gas man, how you sticking?
Sticking like a general. It's a general's job to, by God, get things done. I got my taxes done today, and I got my laundry done
no
today.
No way.
On my only day off, so yeah, I'm feeling accomplished.
Oh, wow. Damn. So
we're proud of you.
So you got things done. You a finished man, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, well then, I don't know where this guy come from.
All right, now we have to go to the least important guy on my peripheral vision.
So obviously somebody that I just totally forgot about and looked straight through him, we'll call him Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like Donald Trump's hair glue.
That's hair glue. That's some good sticking.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
That's some good.
He
gets on and off airplanes, and it just stays right like that.
You got the top part that flaps.
It's like a mutant power. Set, yeah. You know, like the X-Men.
It works out.
All right, so now, ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to get real. We're about to get more professional. We're about to become the real shiznick. That's cool talk, but we're finna make things happen. because now we are legitimate.
I'm sorry, what did you say? Shitsnik? What?
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm talking streets.
Oh, street stuff.
Yeah, really.
This is 6 days from.
Is it too early?
The next sound you're going to hear is a man that you probably heard before in the Tampa Bay Airways and probably all over the place called the United States of America and the British Isles in Canada. Now, some of that may not be true. The British Isle part may not be true, but I'm thinking you probably heard him up in the north of America, piece called Canada. What?
The Great White North.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see color gas, man. I don't see color. All right?
Yeah.
The next sound you hear, like, I was fortunate to commandeer this individual to come sit in on the Spike of the Mic show, and he has a special thing he's going to promote for us later on at the 7:20 hour. This man, we like to call him, you know him as Mr. Ian Beckles. Me and Ian Beckles, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show, and how you sticking?
I have no idea what sticking means.
Yep.
I've never heard that term before.
But
Can somebody explain it to me?
He told us it was a black thing.
On this definitely not a black thing.
On this show, he speaks Spike on this show.
Is that what it is?
Let me grow you, all right? Let me grow you.
Uh-oh.
You know, when you walk in the streets and somebody say, yo, dog, what's up? You feel what that is, right?
Sure.
I've heard that before.
And somebody say, holler at me. You know what that means, right?
Sure. Correct.
Right. Just put that between the two, how you sticking. So it's basically saying, how you doing, what's going on, and you all right.
All right, then. I'm sticking like Nadia Comaneci.
There you go. See? Did you see?
She could stick.
Perfect 10, baby.
Yeah. See, you see how, see, like, this man has been on the program for a whopping 5 minutes, and he already stuck it.
So why are you so pleased with yourself? Because he figured your nonsense out.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, once again, I'm telling you, it's education. It's called learning to speak what I say, not understanding what I'm talking about.
Look how happy he is with himself right now.
Oh, I know.
So pleased.
Why the hell am I happy? I'm not happy.
You're so happy.
You're unhappy now?
Yeah. Okay. Before I go any further, you called Dr. Captain Clark surly or squatch or something like that?
Churlish.
Does anybody know what that is?
Yeah, C-H-U-R-L-I-S-H, churlish.
Churlish.
Yeah. P-W? Churlish. Okay. There it is. P-W, we got a
kind of humorously ornery. Yeah, we know.
We got a hit from there that says hit the right button. So I'm just...
wow.
Yeah, I know.
Uh-oh, that means we're not getting through.
On the main... Radio St. Pete line.
Okay.
I don't have any control over that.
No, we don't.
Ian, I want to welcome you into the Spike on the Mic show. When you were recruited out of Canada to the University of Indiana so many years ago, did you ever think that you would be on this show?
It's your career with Eberle.
My career has definitely been a roller coaster.
I'm
not telling you this is an upswing by any means, but...
It's early.
Yeah, it is very early.
It's early, okay?
It is very, very, very early. But listen, I have my choice of shows to be on.
Yeah.
And I get asked often.
Yeah.
And obviously, I never say no.
Oh, that's clear.
Obviously.
Wait, introductions are not over yet.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Let's put the music back on.
Yeah. No, hold on a second.
All right.
Before I do this, we gotta talk to Ian about this.
Oh. All right, never mind.
You means to tell me you didn't wake up this morning and write in your diary, dear diary, today is going to be a pinnacle day. I'm going to be a guest on the Spike on the Mic show. Yay or nay?
Nay.
It came out fast, too.
Nay.
You know, and using your roller coaster analogy, I'm thinking that this is like the one when you're going, and for some reason it actually gets stuck. And you're, like, sitting there, and you're waiting, and you're like, something's going to happen.
Something's going to
happen. It's not like you're on the bottom point, but I think that it's like you're stopped.
Yeah.
And now they got to call people out there to help you.
Oh, yeah.
No, listen, this is, I have love for Spike. You know, Mo is his people. Spike's been around here and there.
Right.
And,
but really, if there was no Mo, would Spike be involved at all?
That I don't know. If you're depending on Mo for your well-being, you're going to fail anyways.
I will say, hopefully we have a better experience because Mo was on the show one time.
Oh, yeah.
And we were at another location.
Yeah.
And we were bombarded by an insect, and Mo screamed like a little girl.
Oh, he
and basically
did, and
ran out
away.
The room.
Yeah.
And it's probably the worst rated show you've had when Mo was on there. Yeah.
He still watches The Walking Dead, for Christ's sake.
Oh, man.
He jumped up like a little girl because of a cockroach. Yeah. That's what it was. And I'll say, no, I don't want to say the location we were.
It wasn't even. It was a palmetto bug. You know, okay. It was just, they're everywhere.
Is there a difference between a cockroach and a palmetto bug?
Yeah, one is huge.
Yeah, I have no
palmetto bugs. They all the same.
Palmetto bugs are huge.
Yeah, well. Yeah. They both
disgusted. They speak out with the same way.
So what we got to do, we got to go ahead and finish landing this plane because we got also big talent.
We got the intro music.
They come in all late. You know, you guys can hear this little sucker here. Ooh, I'm sorry. You can hear this lovely voice here. She's going to bring the XY chromosomes into the
XX.
Don't start that again.
You'll never get that right.
XY is a male.
Yeah.
XY chromosome is a male person.
You got,
this is not a male that you're watching.
How many times do we have to tell you this?
All the times.
Seem like one of y'all would learn.
Yeah, exactly. That one that's got the microphone.
All right, let's just go to the next sound that we hear. The lovely and talented Miss Monica. Miss Monica, thank you for joining us. And how are you sticking?
Oh, crap. I always forget you ask me this. How am I sticking?
Hey, somebody, hold on a second. Before you do it, I'm going to give you time to think. Somebody landed it like Nominus Comaneci.
Nah, you
Nominus. Who's Nominus?
Nah, I landed it much better than that.
Yeah. Nominus
is the Nominus brother.
Nominus Comaneci, yes.
That was he was in Gladiator.
You didn't expect him to actually get that right, did you? He doesn't know. I don't know. There's so much pressure.
You know, the more amazing thing is he got Comaneci right, but he didn't get Nadia. He got
Nominus. Well, you know how in baseball or in sports, they put the first letter and then your last name?
Yeah.
They put the M and then...
Look, I could put Comaneci in front of you right now and you would not. I'd write it out for you. There's no way you would pronounce it correctly.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, well, I want to say welcome... go ahead. I'm sorry, Mark.
I was going to say I'm sticking my fist up your ass for making me do sticking.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really? That.
Man.
Hold on.
Kind of aggressive.
It is. You squirmish. What's that
Everybody
word?
Does sticking.
She's
so
churlish.
That's tough
churlish.
On the bike.
Yeah. Why are you so churlish tonight,
Mom? Yeah.
I just don't like to do sticking. I always forget you're going to ask me sticking, and I never have a sticking.
Well, why won't you learn?
Wow, man. I don't know.
You're supposed to be a professional.
It could be the same reason you don't learn the chromosome.
Yes, XY.
All right, so listen,
I can't get that visual out of my head.
Professional. You know what show she's on? Come on.
Damn.
Speaking of, Monica and Ian are teammates.
Yeah, we are.
Are they?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sure we are.
You want to explain?
Well, they're both on the air at the local radio station, 102.5.
They're listening.
Yeah. Hey, shut up over there.
Not to be outdidded it.
But
no, I've never.
My voice has been heard on 102.5. The
Bone. No, you're kidding.
You can hear me on Saturdays.
What do you yell really loud from home?
You're on the bench though. We only call you up. You're not a teammate so much as you're just on the bench over there.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like the third baseman.
Wait, whose show are you on?
Oh, would you please do it?
Mo show. Stop it. Don't
interrupt.
I think Ian referenced Mo earlier.
Yes.
So
yes, would you do your impression of Mo?
Hi, my name's Mo. I'm a cat named Mo.
Oh, that is so perfect.
Because you know that don't sound like him, right?
That's so does dead on.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. No, it does.
It does. It's totally like Mo.
It's pretty damn good.
No, it sounds like...
Spot on.
It sounds like Cleveland from the...
Oh, it does sound more like Cleveland, yeah.
Well, no. Cleveland sounds a little bit like Mo. Yeah.
I think that's a fair statement.
All right. You know what? I think it's time to do the show. Ladies and gentlemen, what we do, we sit down here, we talk about three things.
Oh, what?
We talk about things in the
future.
And things in the
past.
And things in
present.
The
present. Future.
Yeah.
See? Okay. Here.
Perfect.
I'm going to say this so nobody
perfect every
somebody,
time.
No one can hear this. We got special guests, so let's do this shit right.
All right. Okay.
All right. Somebody's
here we
got
go.
A vape
here we
pen.
Go. We, okay. All right. Start over.
We do. We talk about three things. We talk about things in the
past. Future.
It's All right. Okay, this is what we do, Monica and Ian.
Yeah.
This show.
Future.
We talk about things in the past, the present, and the future. Just those three things. So what we're going to do is your event is going to be in the future, right?
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
So and I'm going to talk about things in the past.
Right.
And we got to talk about things. That's how come.
We have been talking about the present. You always talk to present when you say how you're sticking because that's how we're presently doing. Yeah. So you knock that out right at the start.
Right.
Well, we've
been present.
15 minutes getting
started.
We
don't need present anymore.
All right. Let's do this. Let's go ahead and talk about our sponsors.
Oh, all right. Sponsors. The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt. Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day. stpeteradio.com.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Wait, did they say race fans or race?
Race fans.
Oh,
race
I also fans thought it was race fans.
Oh. What? Which is it?
It's fans of race. Race fans.
Races. Yeah.
Like R-A-Y or race?
I think they're
racing
fans. R-A-Y.
Racing fans.
Fans of racism.
Mopar, Chevrolet, Dodge.
Racing fans.
All right, listen. Ian, I told you we got a 15-minute intro.
Yeah.
It's been 15
minutes. Yeah, it's pretty much over.
It's been 15 minutes. Yeah.
Dale Earnhardt.
You only got like 35, 40 more minutes, and then you can...
And then you can go
if your truck come back, you can you get fired up and leave.
Just real quick on the Rays fans part, Chase Elliott finished 11th. No free pickles today.
Oh, damn.
Oh,
top 10.
Damn. Monica, are we boring you?
Huh?
Yeah.
Are you talking?
Yeah, your mic is drooping.
Yeah, really. What's happening? Can't keep it up.
What happens when things like that get in front of my face?
Oh.
All right, so let's just go ahead and jump into it. Let's do topic changing music.
This is the part of the show where we change topics. We haven't had one yet, so we're just going to start with a new topic. And we call it topic changing.
All right, so what I'm going to do now, I'm going to educate y'all. I'm going to grow y'all.
Oh, good.
I had to kind of grow Ian today.
Oh, totally.
Because he couldn't figure the slang out, what's sticking and what's stopping.
Sure, yeah.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you guys...
Like anybody can.
I know, right?
I'm going to make you guys... Not make you. I'm going to ask you guys, yay or nay, about this... The etiquette of life.
Etiquette.
Etiquette of life.
Spell etiquette. Right.
Is it regarding etiquette?
Yeah.
Okay.
E-T-C-E. It's like
a
lot of them.
All right.
Like that's a real word, by the way. Etiquette.
So
does anybody think that Spike's making them grow?
Growing is not the term I would use right now.
Yeah. So you will not be confused when someone hollers at you down the street, how you sticking, will you?
I'll never hear it again, though.
That's true, yeah.
And
if you do, you should run.
Yeah. It's a popular saying. In matter
I've
fact,
submitted it to the National Conservatory of Slang.
And copywritten people, write at people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, if you hear somebody say etiquette, you know, oh, damn, they must have heard it on Spike Show. So anyway, damn it, there are four rules of etiquette that I need you guys to adhere to and continue on.
Focus on?
Yeah. I want you guys, you illegal roof raffing and shipping containers.
You said this was a yes or no, so we have to say yes or no four different times?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ooh.
Man, wrong show. Sorry. All right. So listen. Tell me whether you believe in this, yay or nay. The art of etiquette is to live by. Here we go.
All right.
The art of conversation consists of as much as listening politely as in talking agreeable. So my point is that...
I'm going to interrupt you and disagree.
Yeah. Yeah, because we have no clue what that just meant.
Shut up, Spy.
I think it meant pleasant give and take.
That's right. They say, therefore, never interrupt anyone who's been speaking to you. At the same time, don't let your eyes wander at other objects. Keep your eyes focused on the speaker. So now my question to the legal roof raff and ship containers, is that a model that you can live by?
I don't think so, because nobody's looking at you.
All right.
And you were speaking.
I think you can do it as long as, you know, when someone says something blatantly wrong, I think it's not improper to go. So if, like, you're talking about a female and you say XY, then we can just kind of look and roll your eyes and stop you.
Exactly. We all look away.
Ian.
It just depends on what's coming out of somebody's mouth. If they're intelligent and they're saying something that's intelligent, you listen. If they're just talking garbage, I'm not going to sit there and listen to them. I got some things to do.
Well, hold on a second. You're going to leave the show, are you?
I'm going to cut it off. I'm going to say, I'm not really into what you're selling. Move on. I'm not going to waste their time.
See, Spike, do you realize we didn't cut him off?
But this is
No, we didn't cut him off.
This is
we didn't cut him off.
You sure your name's on this show?
Yeah. I meant to put up the banners, but I was running late.
Yeah.
All right.
You got to put up your own banners?
He does.
That says something.
You have a promo crew?
Yeah. My promotion people suck.
You should be impressed that we have banners.
That's true.
I am.
So
these are the four timeless rules of etiquette to live by. I'm trying to educate you guys on live by. I only did one. What's the reason? Do you agree or disagree?
I agree that the conversation is more pleasant if you're agreeable and are attentive. Yeah.
There you go. Monica?
I, I agree look and listen is polite, but I think it's 2018, and a lot of times I'll have conversations with my friends, and I'll be looking at them, but then I look down at my phone, but we can still talk, and I can do more than one thing at once.
Yes.
It's not rude. I can multitask too, but if someone's talking to me, I'll try to pay attention to them and, you know, focus on them while they're talking.
The world is going to hell.
Yeah.
The world is going to hell. You people. Hold on a second.
You people?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, number two. Never boast of your birth, your money, your grand friends, or anything that is yours.
Wait, grand friends? What is that? That's a grand friend.
It's like when you're talking to Spike and he goes, yeah, I know Ian Beckles. You know, it's
he has a grand friend.
Yeah, the grand friend.
That type of thing.
Yeah.
If you've traveled, do not introduce the information into your conversation at every opportunity.
Yeah.
What I'm doing now, I'm giving you guys nuggets of wisdom.
Oh, is that it?
So you guys can say, okay, so in your travels, you'll know how to approach life and continue on as a better person.
I appreciate that. I don't know how I would have ever gone anywhere in this world without this conversation right now. I truly appreciate it.
Do you? I want your wisdom when you're reading it.
Oh.
and not reading it well either.
Somebody check it out.
Here's a problem.
All right.
You don't understand my drawl and my slang.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
You're right, that is a problem.
That's the problem. Yeah,
that's a tremendous
tonight,
problem.
Nobody understands it, so it's okay.
Tonight, you're going to say, oh, damn, I understand what Spike was saying.
No, actually, he's going to say, why the hell did I go there?
Yeah, you're going to say, I'm not on probation.
So people could understand you 2 hours later?
Yes.
That's convenient.
Yeah.
On a radio show, that's convenient.
It don't matter how you get there as long as you get there, right?
Yeah, that's true.
It depends on what you think there is.
If I want to go through that door, once I'm through that door, I'm in there. And they may say, Spike, how'd you get here? I'm here.
I don't know. I woke up at 2 a.m. and I realized I was here. Yeah.
But I find you confusing, though.
Totally.
Yeah, what were those four again,
You're
Spike?
You're not the only one.
Oh, boy. Wait till we read number three. Spike fails number three.
Oh, that was only two?
Yeah.
It seems like a lot more than two.
How many is it all together now? All right.
I'm thinking I might have to just end this topic. Cause
Well, you don't want to read three because you know you'll fail it.
Oh, come on.
Okay, now it's a challenge.
All right, read number three.
You want it? You got it?
Number three.
Yes.
When in company, put not your hands on any parts of the body not usually discovered.
No, it's actually not on. It's to any part. That means don't touch someone exactly that you're not exactly seeing. Okay. Which, I mean, how many times those hands kind of gone over to where a little back? Yeah.
Wait, on yourself or
no,
on the other person?
Oh. The other person, yeah.
Can I make an addendum? It's to not grab your junk while you're talking to me either, because that's really gross.
I hate that. Don't
it happens,
you?
And it's disgusting.
I know. It's all he does.
Captain Clark?
The way these rules are written is a very specific, timely kind of case. And I sense these are coming from a very long time
ago. Like the 1800s?
Yeah. You found an old book?
Putteth not your hand.
Put not your hands.
Let me see what the people
put were. Not thy hands with thyself. He forthwith.
He watched Braveheart today. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Do not touchest thy package.
Put thy hands elsewhere,
well,
kind
sir. Well,
the people
in that line agree with me. They said good. I'll go with that. All right, so.
There's a twist coming, though, and it's going to have something to do with the fact that these were written back in 1765.
Okay, let's get to number four, and then you guys are going to say, all right, I try to live by this. This is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to give you
How
guys.
How many are there?
It's only four.
Number four.
Okay.
This is last one.
Come on. I know you're ready to go. drink.
I'm glad that there was another. Thank you.
Another one. Okay. Instead of spreading out to exclude a stranger from a seat.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Offer the seat cheerfully and gracefully.
Churlishly.
Commence on the conversation with the newcomer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you do that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's fine. Yeah,
pretty much what happened to me today, right now.
Can you say that again? I didn't understand.
No, I'm not going to say it. I got through it.
And something to do with a chair.
So, Gas Man, do you understand what I'm screaming?
Yeah, invite a stranger to sit beside you instead of doing
the man spread.
Yeah.
So that, there's no more seats left.
Do you live by the four timeless rules of etiquette that I just...
No.
Wait, hold on a second. So if someone wants to sit by you...
Which one do you violate?
I don't violate anything, but I think you're trying to make rules to make...
Yeah,
everything, you know, lily white and perfect doesn't work that way. Some people don't fit in.
So you would not let a stranger sit by you or engage in conversation?
That's not what I said.
You could be very churlish to a stranger.
Okay, there's that word again.
Like, listen, I'm in a situation sometimes. I'm around people that I don't want to be around. And I'm a very easygoing person. Right? I get along with about everybody.
Right.
But there's sometimes there'll be somebody who's too much.
How's that?
I don't want that person around me all day long.
Medicine man.
And you got to get to a point you say,
avocado rocker.
Well, I mean, with somebody like that, you only take a certain amount. And after a while, you're like, you know, bro, I'm just trying to hang out with my people. So you can't be, you don't want to be careless all the time, but you gotta pick and choose.
And yea, though you may want to invite them to sit with you, you send them upon their way hence.
Four.
All right.
So as not to be a paineth in the ass.
Monica, how do you feel about this?
I just polite is polite. I think I understand what Ian's saying as far as sometimes you don't want to chill with someone, but I just feel bad. So I always just get stuck with them because I feel bad.
There you go. All right, well, let's
see. Why did you suffer?
Wait, Mo? Mo, how do you feel about this?
I don't like it.
That's Cleveland.
Really?
No, that's Mo.
All right, listen. Mo. Okay, all right. I decided that the world is coming to end because you heathens, you illegal riff-raff and shit containers. Except for Monica and Ian, you guys are just ruining.
Wait a second.
Ian
disagreed with your entire concept.
Say that again?
Ian disagreed with everything, your entire
he
concept.
Did.
Why are you lumping him with Monica and labeling us heathens? Because you're afraid of Ian? Is that what it is?
No, because you're white. That's what it's all about.
No, he disagreed with Mark, too, though. No,
he threw Mark under the bus, too.
He just let Mark out.
Monica said that she puts up with crap because she's trying to be polite. Ian said he doesn't suffer fools. And you said Ian and Monica were on your side.
All right, how about this? I feel bad.
You're afraid
of
Ian.
I feel Ian, I'm throwing you under the bus, too. You need to understand the nice etiquettes of the world. Okay. And, you know, conversate with people, even though I know you said sometimes people can be too much.
I don't think that you are. I bet you probably have a small conversation and then you've had enough and you move, right?
First of all, I don't want to be on Spike's team. whatever you said, if that gets me off your team, then okay. I'm off your team. Spike. Congratulations.
Listen, I just gave you guys the etiquette of life and y'all poo pooing on it.
Now you're just afraid
Shut
that.
Shut up, Spike.
You're going to lose that drop.
What?
Okay?
What are you talking about?
Lose that goddamn drop.
Best drop ever.
Yeah.
All right.
Charles Barkley knows.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Wait.
All right. So let's just.
Why are you working blue, man?
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's just change the topic. Let's go. Topic change the music.
Well, the good news is the next topic probably won't be as bad as this one, unless it's even worse.
All right. So talking about throwing somebody under the bus. I mean, I didn't give this man no forewarning, but we're going to talk about the flavor of Tampa Bay. Which is starting April 21st at Cheval's Country Club. And the man who's hosting it, putting it on, and producing it, executive producing it, is my man Ian. Ian, give us a little bit more flavor about that.
Well, it's presented by Trulieve, which is a medical marijuana company in this area. The biggest one, if I may say so. It's going to be at Cheval Country Club April 21st. We're going to have about 12 local acts from Pitbull Toddler, Jason Beeler, Infinite Eights, nice young group.
Yeah, I got them.
We have Haley J and Jerrica from 102.5 The Bone.
Looking good.
We're going to have dancers out there. We're going to have DJs. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be wonderful food. And everything is going to be local. So we're celebrating,
that's good.
Local products, local bands, local food, local art. I got 3 artists that are going to be there doing some painting as well. So if you're into anything local, it's from noon to 10 p.m. So it's a 10-hour.
That's a long little get down.
I mean, it's kid friendly in the daytime. You know,
really?
We'll have some kids things for the kids to do, and it'll be out there in the Cheval Country Club in the driving range area, and it's a free event. If you guys want to get a VIP ticket, it's flavoroftampabayfest.com as a motorcycle goes.
Yeah,
by.
That's our sound effect guy.
Doing that on purpose. He's listening live.
Sound effect guy. Yeah.
Ian, you've done the area, or you've been on radio a long time.
Excellent.
In the Tampa Bay area.
Good job, Scott.
And I know one of the things is you've always talked about food. So when you talk about flavor, this is a natural event for you to be associated with.
Correct. I mean, food is what I do. you know, I'm the guy that everybody's asking, where do I go get this and where do I go get this food? Or, but we're going to bring in some of the best food trucks, some great food vendors.
Oh, man.
And we're going to do it upright. You know,
will I be able to get short ribs?
If you do, you better hope that I make them and Mo doesn't make them.
What's going on with that? Happening with that?
You know, we're going to get it done eventually when we could do an event at a restaurant, but doing it in studio, I don't think it's going to work.
Nah,
how's Mo going to cook 20-minute ribs in the studio?
He's got a microwave. You need
how
more.
How is anybody going to cook 20-minute ribs? It's impossible.
Well, people have done it, but they hasn't done it well.
No, exactly.
Listen, I've never had anything Mo's cooked before, and I love Mo to death, so I'm sure it's good, but I had you cooked, I think it was a steak one time during the holidays, and you brought me in a little sample. Oh my God.
Okay, well,
I feel bad for Mo. I just feel bad for Mo because it was good.
Enlighten those. I mean, what's going on? You have a contest with Mo on this?
Yeah, well, we had this thing where Mo brags on his 20-minute beef ribs. Okay?
Yeah, that's totally wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. If anybody knows how to cook,
it's impossible.
It's literally impossible.
Okay, so listen. You already said you're going to be on Team Spike. I'm not a lover of Team Mo. But I had the 20-minute. I, matter of fact, went to the local.
Oh, you ate them?
No, I cooked my own 20-minute ribs. No. And they weren't bad.
Were they good? There's a difference.
Good.
Weren't bad.
They weren't good.
Weren't bad is not worth going to.
Yeah.
Listen, meat is what I do. If I taste something and it weren't bad, I'm not giving it to anybody.
Exactly.
If I don't think it isn't fantastic.
It won't bad.
Whichever way. I'm not giving him. Like Mo's cooking something in 20 minutes and there's no love in it.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm sous-viding beef ribs for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Right there.
And I'm marinating them, then
warm
I'm smoking
water,
them.
Baby.
Yeah. I mean, come on now. It's
not bad is not going to compete with Ian. I'll just tell you that right now.
You mentioned, obviously, with True Leaf, you're a sponsor out there taking care of everything as far as that. But when you talk about Flavor Tampa Bay, it's got to be a lot of things. I mean, you've been so involved. What else is it helping out, benefiting, anything else?
Wait, pull it back, huh?
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, part of the proceeds is going to go to the Ian Beckles Foundation.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
And what we do is we help out a lot of the other foundations in the area that really focus on kids. Mm-hmm.